I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. All right, we talked about Myles Garrett. We'll talk about that at some other point. I'm tired of it at this point. So you heard what he had to say, and he...
Slow down.
Yeah, slow down. Can we end it at that? Myles, slow down. End of story. So that way we don't talk about it
anymore. Drive the speed limit. Be safe. We love you. We want you around a long time. We don't want you to have any issues. Slow down.
216-474-0092. While you were sleeping last night, the Guardians slipped into third place because Kansas City won their fifth game in a row. And so now Kansas City is sitting in second behind Detroit, 65-61 there. 9 games back of the Tigers, who a week ago when the Guardians were just 5 games back, everyone was like, they still got a shot at the Central. Now as they tinker on the edge of being 10 games back, that doesn't feel real good.
See ya.
Is the end near, or is it the end? I think has happened in the Central. Wild card still lives though, but
you
they're
bet.
64-61. They're 9.5 back on the Tigers in the AL Central. And then if you want to look at the wild card race, the way they sit now, Kansas City, as they slip past them in the AL Central, that means they also slip past them in the wild card race. So, it's funny, 2 days ago, the Yankees, Mariners, and Red Sox were all dead even. Today, the Yankees have a 1-game lead. Seattle and Boston also hold wild card spots, while the Royals sit just a mere 2.5 back, and the Guardians are sitting at 3 back. So that's where you're at on that. What?
Who are you, like Walter Winchell?
What?
Just a mere 2 games back.
Oh, well, thank
you. A mere.
You sound like King of the Hill there for a second. You're Hank Hill. That's kind of a Hank Hill you had going on there.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
Megan? It was Tom Anderson, Andy. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it.
Have you seen the new ones?
New Beavis and Butthead?
No, not Beavis and Butthead. King of the Hill.
I watched Beavis and Butthead, not King of the Hill.
Oh.
I believe we are getting new Beavis and Butthead, though, at some point.
So. Are we really?
They're already out.
Wow. Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're probably, and this is a compliment, you're probably one of the most straight-laced guys I know. And the fact that you love Beavis and Butthead is just so, like, out of character for you.
Have you seen the top of the mountain, Andy?
I have not, Jeff.
It is good.
I will say, when SNL did their Beavis and Butthead skit 2 years ago, that was hysterical. All right, so looking at the Guardians, Jeff, have they reached the top of the mountain and now everything's down?
No, they haven't. That's the problem, Andy.
Why?
You know what this team is?
I have no idea what
they
are.
What'd you say the record was, 64-61?
They are currently sitting at 64-61. They are what the record says they are.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They're a slightly slightly okay baseball team right now. And in order to become more than that, they got to get hot. And I don't know that they will. You know, we mentioned real early in the show, Tanner Bibee, who I like a lot. I like Tanner. I like the way he pitches. He's been leaving the ball up a lot this year. He's getting hit hard, giving up a lot of home runs. He's given up four or more runs in eight of his last nine games. And agreed, guys, he was the number one guy going into the season. He was their ace.
Yep.
And that hasn't worked. He's been okay, and I'm sure he'll be fine long-term, but he's not having the best of years. And their other starting pitching is young and learning. And it's not bad. I like it. But it's not there. It's not locked in yet. And I think it just needs some time to mature. And they don't have enough hitters. That's, you know, if you're Tanner Bibee and you give up four runs in eight of nine starts with this offense, you're not going to win games. I mean, you might win a couple here and there. Last night they scored more than four. But, you know, if he's going five, six, seven innings and you're giving up four runs, maybe the other team's not done scoring. It's their pitching has to be really good to make up for an offense that's not that great all the way around.
Here, this is like the craziest stat of all. So the Royals have a half game lead on the Guardians. Go, let's just play the wild card game on this, right? So the Royals
can't hit either.
They're dead even. They've scored exactly the same amount of runs as they've given up all season. That's weird.
But it's not a whole lot of runs.
Well, here's what's insane to me. Like, and this just shows you how the pitching has carried the team this year for the Guardians. The Rangers have scored almost 80 more runs than the Guardians, yet the Guardians are only three back and the Rangers are six back. Does that seem weird? I mean, they have a three-game lead on the Rangers, and the Rangers are plus 46. The Guardians are minus 33, which takes you to 79.
You know, in theory, you could lose 60 games 10-1.
True.
And you'd be a 100-win team.
Yeah.
So, though I think that's a really interesting and telling stat, because it, you know, it combines your offense with your pitching, does it not?
Yes.
I mean, that's what it does.
Yeah, it does.
And so, clearly, one part of that can be lacking for a team, and you have issues, and it's lacking with the hitting side for our team. Pitching's been okay.
All right, so let me ask you, speaking of pitching, they're going to start Parker Messick tonight. Yep. First start ever.
This afternoon.
You're right, it's an afternoon game.
I think it's a 3:40 start.
What does that say about where they are? Yeah, are they developing, or are they trying to win?
I'll say trying to win, and I'll say it for this reason.
Okay.
Something they didn't like about Joey Cantillo. I'm still trying to figure that out. Apparently, the idea was they want him to throw more strikes. Okay, I get it. And that control was a little bit of an issue. One of the front office guys said that when he was talking with Matt and Rick during a game. And also mentioned it to reporters. They want him to throw more strikes. Okay. Except Joey looked like he's been pretty good. And you don't have Luis Ortiz anymore. So you were looking for somebody there, and they decided maybe Cantillo's not the guy. One thing about Parker Messick, maybe the time's just right, Andy. He was a second-round draft choice.
Right.
I mean, the guy was highly thought of coming out of Florida State, second-round pick, and he has moved up quickly. Last year, he started last season in Lake County.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was in Akron. This year, he's been in AAA the whole time. You don't look at wins and losses very often in the minor leagues as a great sign of success, but his ERA, pretty solid, 3.47. Most importantly, Andy, he's from Plant City High School in Florida.
Former home of the Reds, right?
Alma mater of Wade Boggs.
Oh, well, that's all that matters.
Pete Alonso.
They have big strawberries. That's
Jack
a big strawberry.
Jack Caglione, who was a first-rounder last year.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Tucker and the comedian Gallagher.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Pass the watermelon and the sledgehammer. Here
look
we go.
You. Wait, I didn't know you were doing obscure facts. We would have got you music for that.
No, I didn't need it. That's it. I'm done.
Plant City was the former home of the Reds, right? It's kind of halfway between Tampa and Orlando.
I want to see Parker Messick throw. Let's see. He's built like us, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
He's
225.
He's not your
great big 6'6" lanky lefty. Built like a linebacker. Let's go out and throw like a linebacker.
Just kind of looking his. I mean, he hasn't given up.
He's been good.
Yeah, he has been good.
I mean, they. guy was a second round pick. This organization identifies college pitching. They draft college pitching. They develop college pitching. So that's why I can't say, Andy, well, you're giving up on the pennant race because you're starting this guy. No, you drafted this guy to be a starter for you. I mean, you drafted a guy in the second round to be part of your rotation. So maybe they just think, hey, now's the time. He's more ready to help us win than Joey Cantillo.
So maybe. You don't see this as developmental, like let's get a young guy up here to get him ready for next season. I don't like putting words in. You see this as a guy that could have some instant impact and he's going to keep this team.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the race.
My hope is this. He gives them a chance to win today's game. Mm-hmm. And then they'll see what they do from there. Maybe they just sent Cantillo down and wanted them to miss a start. What is it? You got to send a guy down. He's got to stay there 10 days. Maybe he stays there 10 days and
unless
comes
you have
back.
An injury, right?
Yeah. So, I don't think starting Parker Messick is raising the white flag. In fact, it might be, hey, this guy's going to give us a chance to win. Let's go get him now.
Dan, what do you think? White flag or win now?
It's the guards. They do such a good job of just threading that needle in between developing guys for the future and being able to compete in the current.
Sure do. With pitching especially.
With pitching, and it frustrates the hell out of all of us.
Yep.
To no end. Because we wish they would pick a lane and just stick with it because we think it'd be for the better of the franchise, but yet they continue to do it and it continues to work.
Can you tell I like Joey Cantillo?
A smidge.
I'm a little surprised they sent him down. Maybe it was something with Logan Allen last year. Mm-hmm. Something that he was doing they didn't like and they felt we get back down there and figure it out. Mm. Which Logan's done a pretty good job. Honestly, The problem with this starting rotation to me, Andy, right now, in the past, they usually had one guy who you thought, well, that guy's nails.
Right.
It was Corey Kluber. It was Shane Bieber. Now they've got a bunch of guys who you think, I like him. He could really develop into something.
Yeah, I feel good about that. There's a lot of guys like that. Yeah.
But they don't have that guy. Oh, Bieber's pitching today? Good. Got a great chance to win. Let's go.
All right, I want to talk about this in the next segment. I'm bringing it up real quick right now. And if you want to chime in next segment, you're more than welcome to. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Rob Manfred was doing Little League stuff, right? Is that where he was?
Commish, baby. Yeah.
It was a classic over the weekend, which is why you saw all the fun bats everybody was using and fun cleats and all that stuff.
And so he brought up the theory of perhaps not only expansion, but realignment. And so that got everybody going on all these stories. Like, it just, all you need to do is Google MLB realignment, and you'll see that there's like, everyone's got the way they think it should look. When we come back, I want to ask you about this, Jeff. Is it important that there are certain teams the Guardians should be playing that would be beneficial for the fans, for the organization? Because you remember, like, when they split off before, and, you know, people, it's hard to believe that the Guardians / Indians were in the same division as the Yankees, and they just could never get there, and the Red Sox, right, and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And so it was hard, and so the best thing that ever happened was the Central, at least I think so, for this organization, the franchise. So I want to look at some of these realignments that are out there right now, and I want your take on that. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.